producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Great politics. But I think the secretary is right. And that is that the American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
Thank you. Me too.
You know, the middle class, Anderson. And let me say something about the media as well. I go around the country, talk to a whole lot of people. Middle class of this country is collapsing. We have 27 million people living in poverty. We have massive wealth and income inequality. Our trade policies have cost us millions of decent jobs. The American people want to know whether we're going to have a democracy or an oligarchy as a result of Citizens United. Enough of the emails. Let's talk about the real issues facing America.
All right, Bernie Sanders with a huge applause after saying we've had enough, as you just heard there, of the emails. One of the highlights that was played over and over again all over the place on talk radio and beyond throughout the last day or so. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's a slice of what we're buzzing about in this country. And by the way, that debate, how many people do you think watched that debate? You think it was more than the Republican debates? You think it was up there? Well, the Democratic debate got a record number of eyes, not the 23, 24 million of the Republican debate, but 15.3 million people watched the Democratic debate on Tuesday, which, according to CNN, is the largest for that kind of an event for the Democrats and them. Viewership at the Wynn Casino Hotel broke the previous debate records of 10.7 million. That was ABC in 2008. And CNN said it was the sixth highest non-sports cable telecast ever. So these ratings compare favorably with numbers for some of the major sporting events, as I know, in the past year. NBA Finals, Major League Baseball, playoff games, that kind of stuff. And what does that mean? If record numbers of people are watching the Republicans and the Democrats debate, it would make me so happy if a record number of people went to vote. I still don't understand why people don't vote. I started America Tonight because I was on a quest for people to have a voice. Meaning, not so much about the labels. Don't tell me so much about the ideology, but tell me about you, how you feel, how your neighborhood is rocking or not doing so well. How the real people on the ground are dealing with what's being flung at them, courtesy constantly of Washington. And you responded. The realness of the show makes me incredibly thrilled. And it always has. That's why we get so many emails. And hats off to all of you. And if you've never sent me an email, and there's something that's on your mind, something in your backyard that just gets under your skin, or something awesome you want to share, whatever it is, send it to me, americatonight.net. So to me, it would be great to see the record numbers of people watching the debates translate into the record numbers of people voting. Maybe we can change the system. Maybe we will, if more of us stand up and say, yeah, I'm tired of this. Grim, you get to lead off. Hello.
I think if Trump gets elected, we might see the system change.
I think aren't a lot of people saying it was kind of like, who was running and they said they were going to move if they were elected? If he is elected, aren't there people saying they're going to move to Canada?
Fine, you know, it depends on the, you know, their belief system, you know, that's the main thing, you know, if they're against, you know, the Constitution, the Ten Commandments, the Bill of Rights, then, you know, I'll pay for the bus ticket.
Hey, you know, there's no question about it. Trump kicked open the door for, you got to just say it like it is. We want authenticity. So whether you like Donald Trump or don't like Donald Trump, anybody agrees. Even the politicians, even the Democrats will always start anything that usually when they're asked in depth about Trump, they'll say stuff about the whole reality show and all that. But somewhere in there, they'll say he started this debate that you can see that he's tapped into something. Even the president said that on 60 Minutes, that he's tapped into something that the Republicans need or missing, whatever. And so, yes, absolutely.
Well, Obama was trying to defeat the Republican Party by, you know, enunciating Trump being in it but not in it. Kate. You agree that we're kind of, you know, in a Keynesian economic system right
yes.
now?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Now, you know, of course, monetarists, you know, they're out to have the free market system. But, you know, as far as the free market system goes, with the Keynesian system in place, because they want to get goods to the public, but, you know, they want it at a lower cost, you know, fair cost, you know, split the money down the board. That's why the free market systems moved to China and Southeast Asia. So there's one thing. Now, we got kind of a socialistic setup going on with, you know, such as Obama, you know, just, you know, writing laws instead of, you know, Congress writing them. We got a Supreme Court that's supposed to make decisions and rulings on laws, not write laws or make laws. You know, I'm just trying to point out a bunch of key things. But what really scared me today, and I beg everybody that ever knew my aunt in the FBI, somebody please watch Cuba.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Can you see? You know, if you go back and we're doomed to repeat history, if you go back and you look how Hitler took control, it's all these little things.
Right.
And then it led up to just one little incident. Walk in. And that's what he did. Walked in Poland. I mean, you got to understand, he educated, because we got small little factions of Muslim communities that we don't go into. And because we got representatives that are supposed to, you know, put themselves out in place as examples of the law, breaking the law, then we got cops getting shot and people don't care. Now, we also got immorality, and I think that's the biggest thing, because look at that girl that just, you know, videotaped herself drunk driving.
Oh, I know. That's crazy.
Yeah, and then just for notoriety, and I think that's what a lot of these shootings, you know, now I'm somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Because of, you know, this mass media we got, you know, the 148 character world.
Right.
You know, I just got to say one thing. We're here, and this is my belief, we're here, and it's just a test. We're here for a short time. And our whole life is just a test, because when we leave here, according to every religion just about, we're going someplace for eternity.
Right.
And if we fail the test here, see where I'm coming from?
Right, right. Then what? Yeah.
Yeah, and there's just so many people that are, you know, this really bothered me, the fact that we got Cubans that are over there in Syria right now working with Russia.
Yep, I agree with you. Absolutely. I think it's very worse, and keep your eye on Cuba, Grim, you're right. Willie says it best, on the road again. We want to go there, so you go to kateontheroad.com and start spreading the word. You could win a computer. Stay with us. On the road again.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
When he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Brought up on a coconut, he bought it for a dime. His sister had another one, she faded for a lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called a doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, you believe this belly ache? I said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor.
Tonight, one of my favorite things that we do is we invite Nathan Reeder to join us on the show, and we play our silly little game that's a lot of fun called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! Nathan, how are you?
I'm super.
I'm super. I like that. I'm super. All right, so here is our first one. Without further ado, there is a new study out that says you can lose 10 pounds while sleeping. Do you buy it or do you think it's a gimmicky thing?
I'm going with gimmicky, but...
Well, I'll tell you a little more about
it. It's probably meant to be bought, isn't it?
It's probably meant to be bought, exactly. So what the deal is, you know, they're saying that if you don't, you're not getting enough sleep, you know, you've insomnia, and that the truth is that if you don't get enough sleep and you have insomnia and your heart isn't working the right way and you could be a victim of a heart attack and you put on weight, because you put on weight because you're not getting enough sleep, and if you get more sleep, it will account for more weight loss because you are prone. They say a person, and they did a study on this, but here's who did the study. Michael Breas, author of Beauty Sleep, the clinical director of the sleep division for Arrowhead Health in Arizona, says that a person who gets 5 to 6 hours of sleep a night is prone to weight gain, but they can lose that weight if they increase the amount of hours they sleep, going from 5 hours to 8. That's what it will count for the 10-pound weight loss.
Okay, I am back with this plan.
You are down with this plan, so you're saying bingo?
Yes.
All right, bingo. I'm going to say bingo, too. They keep talking about sleep, but, you know, I don't know about you, Nathan, but when a lot of people are on this third shift, and depending on what the rest of your schedule looks like, you get odd pockets of sleep. Do you feel like you get odd pockets of sleep?
I don't even know what day it is, Kate.
Ditto. What does that say about us? Wow. Memory loss? Yeah.
Symptom of the modern getting it life.
Yeah, I agree with you.
This
I think that...
I mean, 9 to 5 is...
gone.
Kind of antiquated at this point, especially since we're also broke.
Yeah. Boy, that's true, isn't it? It's so true. All right, here's our next one. So we both say bingo for that. This was a Trump rally, not to dip back into politics, but I have to on this one. I know. But the Trump rally, so all of a sudden, it led to the shoving and yelling, and there was protesters. It was a presidential campaign rally for the billionaire. And what happened was supporters clashed with a group of Latino student protesters. And it was only about a dozen kids or so. They tried to interrupt his speech at Richmond, Virginia at a rally. And they were shouting, "We're here to stay," and "Dump Trump," which I frankly think is kind of funny. Dump Trump, his name lends itself to that, right? So members of the crowd jumped up and grabbed the signs, and they began shoving, and it lasted a bunch of minutes, and somebody screamed, "Go back to where you come from." I mean, what happened to civility? Can't we disagree? Can't we have different ideologies or not like what somebody who's running saying and disagree with them? And I mean, what happened to civility? It's gotten to the point
but
where we don't have it.
Yeah, well, we don't. I mean, there's very few examples of real civility, of authentic civility happening in most of the public eye, especially in the political realm. And it's not surprising. I still say, you know, throw this one away. Shred it.
Shred it. I say shred it, too. I say shred it, definitely. Again, I'll say the same thing. It's sad to me to see what happens in disagreements. I mean, why can't we just, I don't know, why can't we just have disagreements, not always be on the same side? That makes life interesting. It would be very boring if everybody was walking around and they were the same as I was, frankly. And I don't know. I don't get it. All right, how about this one? A Subway customer says he found a dead mouse in a sandwich at a restaurant in Oregon. Matt Jones says he spotted the mouse last week. It was the funniest thing he ever saw and the most disgusting. So he ordered an Italian sub, wanted spinach. They scraped some from the bottom of the bin and plopped it on the bread. There was shock on both sides of the counter. So the kids who scooped it up and then the guys who were buying it scooped up the mouse right on the sandwich, right in front. You know how they do that when they make your sandwich in the Subway line. So shredded fruits and nuts or bingo? That's gross.
Well, don't shred it. Gross.
It's gross. It makes me not want to ever eat there.
Well, you know, I've definitely a lizard head and something back in the day, I remember. I mean, that wasn't Subway. It was some other chain we know. But you run into stuff, and it's not even, like, really, like, the distributors making this accident happen over and over. Often it's fluky kind of stuff, but it definitely makes me take breaks. from going to places for a while, which is...
Me too.
Which is, you know, what? That's kind of silly. Why don't I just stop going or just keep going? That's...
Well, it does make you wonder about the cleanliness of restaurants because of the fact that you think of Subway, which could be anywhere, any store. They, you know, they're this meat
every
and everything,
blocks.
Right? Is just open, and people are making things in counters, and I don't know. It is scary, and I've heard a lot more. And maybe this is just in my world that people are coming down with food poisoning. They're going out to eat. It doesn't matter if it's a high end restaurant or if it's it's a place like a Subway place, but things are starting to happen, and that's food handling, too. Ugh.
Yeah. Well, that's also inevitable, and our biology is kind of prepared to take some of the brunt of that. So, I mean, yes, it's pretty gross.
It's pretty gross. I'm going to say shred it.
Like I said before, don't shred it. It is gross and it's important, but it does happen. So
it does happen. All right, how about this one? Let's lighten the load. At first, we had the shoving and the pushing, and then the mice on the sandwich. How about this out of Alaska, out of Juneau, Alaska? A man with a soft white beard who prides himself on being really a super advocate for kids has been elected as the city councilman in North Pole, Alaska. And he happens to be named Santa Claus. His real name is Santa Claus. He's not making it up. He won a 3-year term in this community just southeast of Fairbanks. And he said in his acceptance speech, "My thanks to everyone who voted for me and all who supported my campaign. And Santa Claus wrote on Facebook, I'll do my best for all."
Adorable. Oh, my goodness.
I vote for Santa Claus.
Yeah,
every time. Can Santa Claus run for president, for goodness sake?
I get to vote for what's the pirate from the recent pirate movies that Johnny Depp was?
Oh,
Captain Jack.
We've
got Captain Jack who runs for mayor in Minneapolis. I like to vote for him every once in a while.
Captain Jack, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I like that. That's good. All right, so I'm saying bingo for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. One last one. You know, in my high school, we had bomb threats and some crazy things that happened, but we never had bears that wandered in, and that happened in Montana, in Boozer, Montana.
Never lived in Montana.
No, I lived in a city, so just outside of Philadelphia. Students got a firsthand lesson in wildlife biology when a black bear wandered through the hallway before the start of classes. The kids luckily saw him and ducked back in, but he went, you know, through a garbage door down a long locker-lined hallway and just walked and kind of hit a locker here and there and made his way down the hall. I say bingo, you go, bear. What do you say?
Woo! I'm sure most of those kids saw this thing on their way to school anyway. Saw him later that night.
That's probably right in their backyard.
Yep.
Sweet. Another edition of Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo. Very nice. Hang with us, everyone. Thanks, Nathan.
You.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, Estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every week we talk to our pal, Free Money Guy, Stephen Kelly. Last week we were talking about irrational exuberance. That was a great phrase that he used. And he's talking about the famous economists and the predictions of what was happening in the market and things to look for, some great advice from Stephen Kelly. And one of the things that we touched on just at the very end is bonds. And I think there's confusion over bonds. I can tell that in my own world from conversations that I've had. So without further ado, let's bring in Stephen Kelly. Stephen, it's true. There seems to be a lot of misconceptions, I think, about bonds.
Well, yeah. By the way, hi. How are you?
Hello. Just dive right into it. Where are we going?
That's right. So anyway, there does seem to be, you know, one of the things I was mentioning last week was that so often people come into my office and, you know, we'll talk about what the market's doing and the what seems to be a really sort of artificially high level. And as I mentioned last week, some of the core metrics really are poised at a point where in the past, when it's gotten this high, we've had significant crashes. And so, you know, most advisors are aware of these things. They're not ignorant of these things. And so people are concerned. And I hear a lot of people telling me that my advisor is moving things around to try and make me safer. And I'll invariably ask, well, where is he moving you? And almost always they'll say, well, into bonds. And, you know, I think it would be a good thing just for people to sort of understand the relationships bonds have with interest rates. Bonds are debt instruments, okay? If you think in terms of stocks and bonds, stocks are equity. When you purchase a stock, you're buying a share of that company. You're becoming an owner of that company, a very small owner, but an owner. When you buy a bond, you're becoming a creditor. You're essentially lending the company money, and the company is in turn going to pay you an interest rate. All right? So bonds are sold in increments of $1,000, and then they'll have a published rate on them. Let's say that a bond has a 5% published interest rate on it. And so what that means is when you buy this $1,000 bond, what's going to happen, and if you hold it to maturity, so we'll just talk about someone who's just holding the bond so that they can get the interest income. So you purchase the bond, you hold it to maturity, and you get a 5% interest rate every year, all right? So that means you're going to get $50 a year off that $1,000 bond. Now, let's say interest rates go up, they double, and they go up to 10%. And now you can go out on the open market, and you can purchase a bond, the same $1,000 bond, but one that will pay you $100 a year, that's paying 10%. Now, if you were in the market and you had $1,000 to buy a bond, would you buy a bond that was paying you $50 a year, or would you buy one that was paying you $100 a year?
$100.
Well, sure. It just makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but we have these bonds already out issued on the market that are paying $50. Okay? So is there a way you could purchase those $50 or 5% bonds that would create a similar situation for you as going out and buying a $100 bond?
Yeah, and what's the answer to that? I mean, I think people are going to look at the bigger number.
You could buy two of them, right?
Right.
So you could buy two $50 bonds, right?
Yeah.
Or you could buy one $100 bond.
Right.
Okay? So what that means is that if that $50 bond is going to survive in the market and it's going to be sought, bought, and sold in a 10% interest rate market, the value, the market value of that bond is going to go down by half at least. All right? Because the market's not going to pay $1,000 for a 5% bond in a 10% interest rate environment. It just doesn't work that way. So what happens is, as interest rates go up, bond prices come down. Now, let's go back to that, and just for the record, where are interest rates right now? Are they low or are they high?
Oh, the interest rates, Janet is toying with the interest rates, so it looks like we're going to see it really get jacked up, but we'll see.
Yeah, right now they're very low.
Mm-hmm.
They're artificially low. They're being kept low by the Fed, which sets something called the federal funds rate, which is the overnight lending rate between banks, all right? And the Fed keeps that very, very low, and that impacts interest rates throughout the economy. It impacts prime interest rates, lending, borrowing, the whole thing. It also impacts the interest rates traded on the bond market, okay? So right now, interest rates are being kept very low, artificially by the Fed, which means that at some point in time, the Fed is going to have to raise those rates. It's going to have to just let it find its normal place in the economy. And as that happens and as interest rates rise, the bonds are going to come down. Bonds right now are artificially high. And that's why we call this a bond bubble right now. And you'll hear people talk about that all the time, is the bond bubble. Because there's a lot of money in bonds right now because bonds are trading very high. So does it make sense if something is overvalued, like stocks, which we all know are overvalued and are probably positioned for a fall?
Mm.
Does it make sense to take your money? Are you becoming any safer to put them in another instrument that's also tied to that same interest rate? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's also going to fall as interest rates rise.
No. Right now? No. Mm-mm.
It doesn't at all. But people think there's this sort of this myth out there that stocks and bonds are uncorrelated. In other words, that as stocks rise, bonds go down, and as bonds rise, stocks go down. So, and in some cases that happens, but it can't happen in a situation like where we are now, because the overarching forces sort of in the universe, and we talked about gravity last week, those overarching forces in the universe right now are just too powerful to allow, you know, that relationship, which is sort of tentative between stocks and bonds, to really play out. So bonds right now, I would say to people, are not a place you want to go unless you can get into something that's paying a really good interest rate. If you can get into a muni or something that's getting 4% or 4.5%, and you're ready to hold that thing to maturity, in other words, you're not going to sell it on the market, then keep it. You're probably in pretty good shape. But if you're just being put into bonds in the open market as an alternative to stocks right now, as a safety play, I would say it's probably not a good thing.
Yeah, wow. And then the other part becomes confusion over what kind of bonds, but gosh, I think pretty clearly, as you mentioned, there is this disconnect in the tie to the market, and therefore, what are you doing? And then it's about what are the alternatives, and it's the alternatives that we've talked about, and you pose a great question. You said this to me the first time I think you ever came on the show, where you said, do you know when you're going to die? That is an intimidating question, I must say, but it's one that all of us live with that. But, you know, we don't know when we're going to die, but we certainly know how old we are and how long we believe we're going to work and all of that, which goes into what you're doing with your retirement, right?
That's correct. So I'll say this as well. We've talked about this before. When you're at this point in your life, which is where I'm at, and, you know, I think you're a bit younger, but where we're getting to a point where we're positioning ourselves for this, you know, next phase of life, which is essentially decades of unemployment. I mean, when you think about it, that's what it is. Losses become much more critical than gains. All right?
Yeah.
Losses can hurt you much more severely than gains can help you. All right? So what becomes just really critically important at this phase of life is to start positioning yourself in a way to defend, to preserve what you have accumulated, as opposed to keep on focusing on accumulating more.
Yep. Makes complete sense to me. And I said this last week, but I've been getting a lot of questions about this. The book is called Safe Harbors That Can Reduce Taxes, sounds good, Remove Risk, sounds good, and Protect Your Retirement. You thought about that title, didn't you?
I did. I think I owe you Perfect. Some of those, so I'll send them to you. I apologize. I meant to do that, and I'll do that today. But
sounds good.
You can have some to send to people.
Sounds good. Free Money Guy, Stephen Kelly, freemoneyguy.com. You can check him out there, Free Money Guys. It's a great site, lots of information. Stephen, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Kate. It's always a pleasure.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Bipolar Millionaire and the Operation. And I'll tell you what, John Wade, from everything that people have told me, is quite an interesting character. He's an author, investor, and millionaire. But key to this is what he went through and what so many people go through, and what we have definitely talked about over the years here on America Tonight, the struggles that people have with bipolar disorder, first in often in getting it diagnosed, and in telling people and in figuring out, now what do I do? John, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate your time.
It's good to be here.
So tell me, take me back to realizing what was going on in your head and realizing, geez, what you had. When were you diagnosed as somebody who was bipolar?
Well, actually, I was at the Air Force Academy at age 17 in 1963, and I had meningitis after basic cadet summer. I was a fourth classman, and then about a month after that, I came down with my first episode of bipolar disorder, but it wasn't diagnosed until 8 years later in 1971. And then I had a rocky time in my 70s, although I did graduate first in my class in accounting at the University of Georgia, went on to get my master's, went got my CPA, went through 29 years of being a CPA in public, private, and governmental accounting.
Wow, how tough was it, though? So you were able to focus to get the degrees and then to go into the profession, but how tough was it to battle that really serious disorder that is kind of off the charts? Some days, am I right, some days you're totally fine, and other days you just are not the same person.
That's correct. There's no question. People like Winston Churchill and Abraham Lincoln had bipolar disorder. I've been cured of bipolar disorder from the negative part, which is the depression. And I kept the positive part, which is the big thinking, energy, and creativity.
And so being cured, how did take us through that journey? How were you cured?
Well, I was cured by a combination of a long-term treatment from 1980 until about 2003. And then actually in 1998 is when the operation, by the way, is not a surgical procedure. It's a secret government agency comprised of the government and private entities. And they use transactional analysis on me to cure me. Thousands and thousands and thousands of images to build up my self-esteem, and that's the biggest thing that causes depression is lack of self-esteem and what I call dual depression. Internalized stigma is what I call it.
And the operation, you say, the operation is a powerful network, and how did you get involved with that? How did you get picked for that? How did that happen?
Well, I think there's several things that they pick. They train government leaders. They look for people who are suffering from mental illness or to treat or cure them. They study people who, and they're trying to build artificial intelligence research. Let me read you one sentence from World Order, which I'm in the process of reviewing from Henry Kissinger, page 356. The proliferation and ubiquitous sensors tracking and analyzing individuals, recording and transmitting their every experience, in some cases now, essentially from birth, and at the forefront of computing, anticipating their thoughts, opens up repressive as well as liberating possibilities. And that's the sort of thing that's followed me since 1998.
Wow. And obviously, what a change. What would you tell people who are suffering through the same thing?
One thing that I would tell people is to try to develop a resilience and at the same time to be kind to themselves and for family and friends to use what I call informed kindness. It's basically mostly hereditary, and it's not you're a bad character because you have bipolar disorder. It's a physical thing, a chemistry of your brain.
Oh boy, isn't that the truth? And I think there's so much confusion over the chemistry of the brain for so many people.
The good thing is we know so much more than
yes.
we knew when I first came down with it in 1963.
Yeah, yeah. And you're right. It's such a difference from 1963 to what we see now today. And I love the way you said be kind, especially relatives, because I had this discussion actually with the wife of a famous doctor who had two children and one was wildly successful. The other one was battling all kinds of demons with bipolar disorder, and they didn't realize it, and they would constantly tell him, why can't you get your act together? Why can't you do this? And they beat him up so much that eventually he ended up committing suicide. They didn't realize what he was going through, and they thought they were giving him tough love, and he just didn't have a direction, but it turned out that wasn't what it was at all.
Well, see, the situation is Do you realize that there are more suicides? In 2013, there were 41,149 suicides. And automobile deaths the year before were 30,800. And the number of people killed by psychotic deaths, from what I've read, is around 350.
Wow.
And yet that's what's reported in the paper, and that, in my opinion, is what keeps this stigma alive. And the stigma forces internalized stigma, and that prolongs and increases and causes the depression.
Yeah. Do you think...
And it's my life and death.
Yeah, life and death. I agree with you. Do you think that the drugs that we have, are they helping? Are they working on some people?
Oh, definitely. I take drugs.
That sounds good.
Not illegal drugs.
I gotcha.
I take medications, and I have a superb psychopharmacist, and he does a wonderful job of prescribing, and he doesn't try to tweak them all the time. But he does tweak them from time to time, and it's bipolar disorder is the most treatable mental illness there is if you accept the diagnosis, follow the treatment, and do everything that everybody else needs: diet, exercise, rest, sleep, all these other things.
What do you hope people take away from your book?
I want people to think that I'm blessed and that they can be blessed too. If you overcome adversity in your life, you gain wisdom from it. And I think the operation did me a great favor by what they've done over their benevolent operation. And although they were hard parts in it, they were also good parts. The important thing about the operation is that hearing just the right thing at the right time. It's been a moment-by-moment experience for a long period of time, but it's had amazing results.
Yeah, so well put. I love that. Amazing results over time, so it's just a process for sure. The book is called The Bipolar Millionaire and the Operation, John E. Wade II. John, continued good health, and thank you so much for coming on the show.
Okay, I loved it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.